Van Etten will present House Bill 1109 to exempt local governments from certain competitive bid requirements.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Representative Don Van Etten from District 33. This bill was requested by the City of Rapid City in order to put them on an equal footing with the state of South Dakota. Current law allows the state to be exempt from competitive bid requirements if they have good evidence that there is only one source for the particular product that they are looking for. And a couple of examples that the city gave to me were the blue bags for recycling. They have found that there's only one source for those, a grit chain at the water reclamation plant, and then another thing that was brought to my attention was ballots for voting machines. Usually the company that makes the machine is the only one that makes the particular kind of ballots that fit that machine. So we changed the wording so that it allows public corporations as well as the state government to be exempt from competitive bidding requirements if they can document that there's only one source for the particular item that they are looking for. Mr. Keyes from the Associated General Contractors requested that we add a sentence on page 2 on line 6, which says, "This section does not apply to construction services or equipment." The concern there was that a bid could be written for a particular piece of equipment that could only be filled by a particular brand of equipment. And so this is a protection from that kind of situation. Also, I would wish you to look at line 5 on page 2, which says, "The governing body shall include in the bid file written verification that there was only one source for this for service or item." The municipal government organization is in favor of this. It speeds up the process and cuts down on the expense of having to advertise and to wait when they're sure that there's only one source for the particular item. I don't think it will be used under a lot of circumstances, but in the circumstances it is used, that, like I say, will cut down on the speed and the expense. Discussion on the House floor asked whether what are the protections for this. Well, I think the idea that, or the sentence that says that it shall, the governing body shall include in the bid file written verification there was only one source. Also, the people that are doing this are working for elected officials, and it seems to me that if there's abuse, then we need to vote out the elected officials, that they need to have some responsibility for this. And as I stated at the beginning, this benefit or privilege is awarded to the state of South Dakota at the present time, so why should not towns and municipalities be entitled to the same privilege? Thank you.
Are there other proponents to House Bill 1109?
Madam Chairman and members of the committee, Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League, and we would simply echo everything that Dr. Van Etten just said. Thank you.
Further proponents?
Morning, Senator Hamm.
Good morning.
Committee. Representative Van Etten already mentioned my name and gave me credit for conversations on this, so there's not a whole lot to say. As those of you that know me or know our industry, know that, did I say I was Jim Keyes of the Associated General Contractors? I just did. Thank you very much. Those of you that know me or know our industry know that competitive bidding is somewhat sacred to us. We think it's important for the construction industry, but more important, we think it's important to the public, not only, as Representative Van Etten said, for the purposes of bidding equipment, but for bidding construction itself. We think that's the way to go, and we think that should not be changed. And I thank him and the initiators of this for agreeing to put in that last sentence in the new section 2. And with that, we support this bill. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. Are there other proponents?
Madam Chair and members of the committee, I'm Dick Howard with the County Commissioners Association. Well, the 518-2 also applies to all public corporations, which includes counties. So this would include counties, and we would support it for all of the same reasons that Representative Van Etten gave for cities.
Are there other proponents of 1109? Proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1109? Opponents? Seeing none, does anyone have questions of any of the proponents? Senator Hagan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just for my own, on line 8, it talks about must include in the shell. What's the difference between must and shell? Somebody answer that?
I think we've had a great deal of discussion. I think must maybe is very close to may, and may is not as strong as shall. Shall means ye will overcome. Do you have further questions? Okay. Are there Senator Reedy?
Thank you, Madam Chair. It seems to me that if we have one company that only makes as Representative Van Etten mentioned, only makes blue disposable bags, wouldn't this eliminate the possibility that any other company would make an effort to make them to make the blue bags? It looks to me like we're giving them a monopoly. Why would any company even attempt to start compete with them? I would think that most everything in our world today can be copied and made a little bit cheaper by somebody if they want to do it.
Okay, Representative Van Etten.
Thank you. Seems to me that as soon as we've announced this on the internet, that somebody else is going to start to make blue bags. So, I don't think it prevents in any way anybody from competing with the particular item that we're talking about. It's just that at the current time, pardon me, the city of Rapid City can only find one supplier for this particular item. So I don't think there's anything in the law that states that anybody else can't make the same thing and compete.
Thank you.
Thank you. If I may, I understand that that's not saying they can't, but it would kind of take the incentive away from someone to try to break into the field.
Are there further questions or comments? Seeing none, I will close public testimony and ask for disposition of House Bill 1109.
Madam Chairman.
Senator Vitter.
I would move to pass on House Bill 1109.
There's a motion. Is there a second? Senator Dietrich seconded. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, the question before the committee is, do pass on House Bill 1109. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. And the secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Hagan?
Aye.
Senator Reedy?
No.
Senator Vitter?
Aye.
Senator Hamm?
Aye. The motion carried 5-1.